All right, everyone, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin by thanking our sponsors for this morning. Sure to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Stephen Paul and Kathy Pollack for dedicating all the Shurim and Drashos this month in the Schus of Rosh Hashanah for Kathy's sister, Donna Baker Matson. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she will have the complete and enduring refuah. Well, with that, let us begin. Today's daf is Chof Gimel 23. We are picking up at Mishnah on Chof Beis and Beis 22b. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Ksherun Lichtov Asaget. Everyone is permitted, everyone is fit to go ahead and write a get. Afilu Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Incredible. Even a Cheresh Shota and Katan. Right? So apparently, even people who lack Das Cheresh are deaf mute. Shota is someone who lacks mental capacity. Katan, a minor, are permitted to go ahead and write a get. Ha'isha koseves eskito, va'ish koseves shovro. Similarly, a woman could go ahead and write her own get. We spoke about this already, and Rashi explains over here, after she writes the get, however, she has to go ahead and be makne it. She has to convey ownership over the document over to her husband. Because remember, again, in order for the get to be effective, the get has to be owned by the husband himself. So she could convey ownership over that. Similarly, a man could go ahead and write his own receipt. We're going to see what that is reference to is a receipt for the payment of the ksuva. Why shein kiyam aget el bechosamov? Because at the end of the day, a get is only validated because of its signatures. Now, obviously, we'll see exactly what that line means in the context of the Mishnah. But remember again, we have our ongoing sub-machlokas. What's our ongoing sub-machlokas? Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Namely, Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi. What creates the effectiveness of the get? Is it the witnesses who sign on the document? Or ultimately, again, is it the witnesses who see the giving over the document? That's always the underlying machlokas, which in Meir's Hashem we will continue to discuss. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me that a cheresh, shota, and a katan have the ability to write a get? V'halav b'nei Deyan inhu. They lack capacity. They lack capacity. In other words, they both say the ability to write a get, bepashtos, requires das. So how can you go ahead and have someone who doesn't have das write the get? Rav Huna explained, top of Chav Gimel, v'husha haya gadol omeid al gabov. They both say, what's the case? The case ultimately, again, is where there is an adult standing above them. That was saying, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. First Rashi in the Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. V'hu shahaya ogadol omid al gaba v'omer lo ksov l'sorech ploni. So I say, this is fascinating. So the case in the Mishnah is like this. Imagine for a moment, you go ahead, you have a cheresh, a shota, and a katan, right? Best illustrate this with a katan, you can see most easiest. So we'll say, what's the problem? How could he write the get? He doesn't have das. To which Rav Huna essentially says, we give him das. How do you give him das? There's an adult that is overseeing the process. When we say adult, we mean the person with proper mental capacity who is conveying explicit instructions to the person writing the get and telling the cheresh, shota, or katan, when you write this document, you need to write it for this particular man, this particular woman. Dekasava Rav Huna, masnisin Rabbi Lazarhi, debaik siva lishma, v'sefa dekamar she'in haget ele b'chosamav, hainu eide misira. So the Rav Huna understands the Mishnah is as follows. Rav Huna understands that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Elazar. They will say, Rabbi Elazar holds Eide Mesira Karsi, which means what creates the effectiveness of the get? Ultimately, again, the witnesses who see it giving over. They will say, if you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, you require the get to be written Lishma. The get is something written Lishma. Now watch this. If you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, so which means the witnesses who sign on the get, then you also agree that the get has to be written Lishma. Which part has to be done Lishma? The signatures of the witnesses. So you both say, for Eide Mesira, we're going to see, if you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, technically, you don't need witnesses to sign on the get. Technically. We'll see, they still require, but you don't need it. Therefore, the Lishma component is the actual writing of the get itself. If you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, that the witnesses who sign on the get create the effectiveness, that's the part, the chasima, is the part that has to be done the Shema. So watch this. So Rav Huna is of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that Eide Mesira Karsi, and therefore again he holds that the get itself has to be written the Shema. Now, I remember again, we've already seen this a little bit. Even if you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, right, meaning the witnesses who see the giving over of the get create the effectiveness of the get, and therefore again you hold that the get itself has to be written the Shema, there's still a third piece, which is what? which part of the get has to be written Lishma. So remember again, we already saw this in yesterday's daf. We have the Toref and the Tofes, right? The Toref being the part that has the couple-specific information, the Tofes kind of being the boilerplate part. So even if you require, right, even if you say Edim Sir Karsi, and therefore the get itself has to be written Lishma, it's probably not the whole get that has to be written Lishma, but only the Toref of the get. Good. So therefore, let's come back. Rav Huna therefore says, when the Mishnah says that even Echereshot and Katan have the ability to go ahead and write the get, so we'll say, so he holds like a Balazar, therefore the get itself has to be written the Shema. If the get itself has to be written the Shema, how could these people write the get, the Echereshot and Katan? And the answer is, Gadol Omeid Al Gabov. There is an adult who is standing there, who is conveying, Va'omer Lo, Ksov L'Tzorech Ploni. So the adult, we'll say, here's what's essentially happening. The adult is giving the Chereshot and Katan das. He's giving them the das, which I will say is a fascinating idea, because throughout Shas, when we operate with the idea that a Chereshot and Katan don't have das, we assume I will say that they don't have das, and what? They can't acquire das. I mean, the Katan will become a Gadol, right? Zeh Katan Gadol Yiyah, right? The Katan will become a Gadol, right? But Lamaisa, they can't. Now what Rav Huna is introducing is, no, they could acquire limited das. If there is a person of das standing above them, giving them explicit instruction, that is enough to shape their activity as an activity with kavana. An incredible, incredible idea. Shemot Sevi Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman, I will say, just before we go on, there is a beautiful idea. I saw the idea brought down by the Rebbe, the Tiferes Shlomo. Tiferes Shlomo was or Shlomo of Radomsk. So the Rebbe says like this, Rossi, what do you see from this Gemara? Such a beautiful and inspiring message. What you see from here is that in life, if you don't have das, what do you need? Gadol Omeid Al Gabov. You just need someone great standing over you. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, sometimes in life we feel dramatically lost. As you're both saying, aren't there days, or for some of us years, in which I don't have das, like, I just don't know where I'm going. I just don't know what I'm doing. You know, am I spinning my wheels? Am I doing the right things? Am I fulfilling my tachlis in this world? And I don't know. I really don't know. So what do you do in those moments in life when you don't have das? What you do is you attach yourself, you embed yourself within the Ribono Shel Olam. You attach yourself, say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have das. You know what I need? Ribono Shel Olam, I need you to be my Gadol Omeid Al Gabov. I need you to be the source of das standing over me. And if I embed myself within you, then ultimately again, I too will have the das to make informed decisions and to lead a properly directed life. And I both say, we have this. In moments when we are more embedded and more connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have greater clarity. We just feel like we have a greater handle on what it is. So we'll say, even if sometimes in life I am alav b'nei deya, even if sometimes I don't have das, the way to acquire das is ultimately connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make him your omeid al gabov. Incredible, incredible. So it says the Gemara, says go back there. Omer Rav Nachman el mi'ata, ovid kochav v'Yisrael omeid al gabov, hachan abid kasher. Okay, well, wow. Well, so you have to understand something. This is like a major, major chiddush. Right, because now what you're saying, well, so my whole life, my whole Shas life, which hasn't been all that long, right? Rolling Gid. Right, but my whole Shas life, I've always assumed that there are some people who don't have Das and won't have Das. Now what you're telling me is, I could take someone who doesn't have Das and what? Put an adult on top of them, and as long as the adult is conveying explicit Das himself, that's good enough for them. Well, if that's the case, let me use a Gentile. Let me use a guy, an Akum, right? Just let the Akum go ahead and write the get, and as long as you put the Yisrael on top of him, as I will say, by the way, and an Akum should be better, right? Because remember, again, at least an Akum, as opposed to a Shota, or as opposed to ultimately, again, a Katan, who aren't adults, right? There are who lack adult capacity. An Akum at least could be a functional adult, to which the Gemara says, so, Hachanami de Kasher, so this should also work. V'chi Teima Hachanami, maybe you'll say, yeah, sure, it should work. Let the Akum write the get, and as long as there's a Yisrael Omeid Al Gabov, that should be enough. V'atani we learned, Ovid Kochavim Puzzle, Right? So the Gemara says, we learned in the Raisa that Ovid Kochavim can't write a get. So what's going on over here? Tush Gemara says something very, this is fascinating. Here's the difference. Ovid Kochavim, ledaite dinaf she Ovid. I will say this is incredible. An Ovid Kochavim works on his own das. Look at Rashi. Ledaite dinaf she Ovid. Daha godelhu viyishpo das. This is incredible. When does this idea of Gadol Omer al Gabov work? When does it work? When there's no das. Because when there's no das, you can shape das. But Ovid Kochavim has das. He has das. So I will say, just because you put an Omer al Gabov on top of him doesn't mean that you're going to shape his das, because he may just have his own das. So because you can't be sure that you could shape this, so I will say, when there's no das, you could shape das. When there is das, then what? There is das, right? The ability to shape that. I will say, by the way, do you understand? We're going to have such a hard time finishing the Gemara today. I will say, do you understand like how dramatic this is? So often in life, we get ourselves into trouble. Do you know why? I know everything. I know everything. I have das. I have hashkafas. I have shitas, right? I have this, I have that. And I'm so well informed. And I have my isms, and I have my this. And I know everything. Okay? You know everything. I will say, you ever interact with people who know everything? Right? Or maybe I am one of those people who knows everything. I will say, people like that, you could put a Gadol Omer al Gabov. You could try to teach them. You could try to inform them. You could try to share ideas with them. Nothing doing. You know why? They know it all already. They know everything. So if you know everything, even the Gadol could be Omer al Gabov. Someone who's smarter, more successful, more knowledgeable than you. Still not going to listen. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Omer al Gabov. Not going to make a difference. I know everything. I will say, sometimes the key to success in life is to take a deep breath and to say one of the hardest phrases, which is, I've come to realize I know nothing about life. And I know nothing about what it takes to be successful. I think I know stuff, but I really don't know the things I need to know. The moment I go ahead and liberate myself from sometimes what is an erroneous das, is the moment I open my mind, I open my heart, I open my soul to learn what I really need to learn about in life. Such an incredible idea. So the Chiresh, Shota, and Katan, who have no das, you could shape that das into something effective. The Ovid Kochavim, who has his own das, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Incredible, I will say. Incredible. Let's go back there. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman came along and said afterwards, Lav Milsu Da Amri. I forget about what I just said before. So we'll say the fact that Ovid Kochavim cannot be a Shliach Lava, meaning in other words, he can't go ahead and be a Shliach to bring the get. We're going to talk about that next Mishnah. Michlal Dele Inyan Ksiva Kasher. We'll say it would seem to be that Halacha Lamaisa, to go ahead and write a get, he should be kosher. Vatanya, but we learned Ovid Kochavim puzzle. Either Ovid Kochavim ultimately can't write a get. Hahi Rabbi Lazar he da amar edim misira karsi. Your writer says, here's what's interesting. When do we say that Ovid Kochavim can't write a get? In Rabbi Lazar's view, because remember again, Rabbi Lazar holds edim misira karsi. If you hold edim misira karsi, then how does lishma find expression in the get? What has to be lishma? The writing itself. That's when you can't have a non-Jew do it. Uba inan ksiva lishma. So we'll say it's actually interesting that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Eide Chasima Karsi, and therefore it's the signatures of the witnesses which have to be lishma, the writing technically doesn't have to be lishma. It could be that there's room to say that what? That even a non-Jew could write the get. Quite interesting. Again, reserve final judgment, and then we'll see the Rambam. Simar says, "Follows v'ha v'adai ovid kochavim la'daiti." Then afshei kavid, I would say, but here the problem is according to Belazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, and therefore the get has to be written Lishma, you can't really have an Oved Kochavim do this. Why? Because Lamaisa, he's going to do his own thing. What we call a Daite Dinafshe, he's going to be utilizing his own Das, and there's no way to control whether or not he's going to have the correct Das. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Hayy Rav Meir. So what's this? So Rav Nachman said, Rav Meir used to say as follows, Afilo Matzah Ba'ashma, Chasmo V'nasna La'kashar. Both say, so remember again, let's go through this. Both say, see, here's the beauty in this sugya. Once we know the principles, the cases make sense. Right? So we'll say, Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir hold? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Eide Chasim Akarsi. If you hold Eide Chasim Akarsi, what has to be Lishma? What has to be Lishma? Signatures, right? What doesn't have to be Lishma? Writing. So watch this case. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven is passing by the garbage dump. And what does he find in the garbage dump? Someone disposed of a perfectly good, unused get. Right? And what does it say in it? Reuven's divorcing Rachel. Incredible. Reuven decides chaparayim. Could he use it? According to Rabbi Meir, he can. Excellent. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, all you need to do with that document is what? Sign it lishma. So that's what it means over here. Afilu matzah ba'ashpa. Even if he found an unsigned get in the garbage, chasmo, and now you signed it. Binastala, and Reuven gave it to Rachel. Kasher, it works. So I will say again, that's why if we just keep the principles or the shitas of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir Klar, then ultimately all the cases fit in. So the Gemara says, Eisve Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava went ahead and raised the question to Rav Nachman. Because of law, lishma. Pasuk says, the kas of law. You have the right to get for her. We dashin. What does it mean, law? What does law mean? Lishma. So now Rav says to Rav Nachman, my love, ksivas aget. Does that not teach us that the actual writing of the get has to be lishma? So how could you use the get that you found in the garbage dump? To which Rav Nachman will respond, lo, chasima sa'idim. No, that's not true. It's not true. Lishma doesn't mean that the writing has to be lishma. Rather, what has to be lishma? The signatures of the witnesses have to be lishma. Incredible. Esve Ravas Ravar is another kashas Rav Nachman. Getcha kasva shalo l'shem isha pasal. If the get was written, not for the sake of this particular woman, it's pasal. So I'll say, what do you see from here? That the ksiva, the writing itself, has to be the shema. To which Rav Nachman respond, no. Ema shenechtam shalo l'shem isha pasal. Also remember again, Rav Nachman essentially has become a chassid and a major advocate of the position of Rabbi Meir, of Eidei Chasim Makarsi, and therefore if you hold Eidei Chasim Makarsi, the writing of the get itself need not be the Shema, only the Chasima of the witnesses. So they're throwing all of these questions out at Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is effectively, very effectively, deflecting them. Eisve, there's another kasha, Kishu Kosvo, Kilu Kosvo, the Shema. When he writes it, so we'll say, ultimately, again, we're going to talk about this, that Halacha L'maisa, when you write the get, the entire get doesn't have to be written Lishma, rather only part of it. So when you write it, even when you write part of it Lishma, it's as if you've written the entire get Lishma. My love, kishu kosvo the Torah Lishma, kilo kosvo the Torah Lishma. Is this not saying that if you write the Torah, what's our Torah? We're getting down certain principles. What's the Torah? The couple-specific information. When you write the Torah Lishma, it's as if you wrote the Tofes, the boilerplate Lishma as well. So we'll say, doesn't this show that the get itself has to be written Lishma? And it's Akasha on Rav Nachman, Akasha on Rabbi Meir, to which the Gemara says, no, lo kishu chosmo Lishma, kilu kosvo Lishma. Now what it means to say is, when you sign it Lishma, ultimately, again, it's as if you wrote it Lishma. Bibai, same with the other possibilities. So we'll say, so remember again, all of this, is Rav Nachman trying to show that our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. See, I will say, remember again, if you go with the idea that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, I will say one more time, what does Rabbi Meir hold? Eide Chasima Karsi. If Eide Chasima Karsi, what has to be written in the Shema? Signatures of the witnesses. What doesn't have to be written in the Shema? The text of the get itself. I will say, now, if you do that, the world is such equilibrium. Why? Because now I understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, "Hakol ksherim lichtov es haget, afilu chiresh shota v'katan," it makes sense. I don't really care who's writing the get. As long as it has the actual right information, it doesn't matter to me who's writing it. Why? Because it's not the writing of the get that has to be the Shema. In other words, so anyone can write it, but the ikar is who's going to sign it. And as long as the signature is, so I'll say, so all of this was an attempt of Rav Nachman to establish our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. That's it. That's it. So the possibility is Hani Mas Nisin money. Rabbi Elazar he da Amar Edei Mesira Karsi. What's the other possibility? Ultimately, is that ultimately again these other opinions that quoted the questions that were thrown ultimately again at Rav Nachman. Reflective of the view of Rabbi Elazar. Or of Naramish, Rabbi will say, all these other prices that were quoted were ultimately, again, reflective of the view of Rabbi Elazar, who holds Edi Mesira Karsi. Incredible. Rabbi will say one more time, if you hold Edi Mesira Karsi, right, then what has to be written in Lishma? The get itself. The get itself. The actual document itself has to be written in Lishma. Incredible. So Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. So what's Rabbi Huda says in the name of Shmuel? For who should shear Makamator? So we'll say, so this is now another interpretation of our Mishnah. So first interpretation of our Mishnah was what Rabbi Osai, that halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, Edei Chasima Karsi, and therefore it's the signatures that have to be the Shema, and therefore the Mishnah is telling me because it's the signatures that have to be the Shema, pretty much anyone can write to get. That's about all, anyone can write to get. Rabbi Huda Mishra, we said, well, no, Vahu Shashir Makam HaToref. Oh, we'll say, now watch this. So we'll say, Rabbi Huda is saying like this, you could, when the Mishnah says that you could have a Chirish, Shota, and Katan write the get, you can. What part of the get could they write? I will say, what part of the get? The toe face, the boilerplate part. In other words, the pro forma part of the document they could do, not a problem, because that doesn't have to, but what do they need to do? They need to leave over or leave blank the toe face, right? Which is the couple specific part, because the toe, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says Edi Mesira Karsi, and therefore the get has to be written the Shema, Lav Dafka, it's the whole get, right? But it's the couple specific part of the get that has to be written the Shema. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi, V'hu Shashir, Chere Shot V'kat, Makam HaToref. V'kas of Bendas, Es HaToref, V'lo Boi Lo Okma B'shegodol Omed Al Gabav. So we'll say, here's the whole chap. You could go ahead and dispense with this whole Rav Huna idea that there's a gadol who's standing there. Leave us say, you don't need the gadol. Rather, the case of the Mishnah could simply be that when we say that a Chayyur Shotan Katan could go ahead and write a get, they're writing the boiler part of the get, which doesn't require das. The part of the get that requires das, ultimately, again, is the toface. So the Mishnah Racham Mishnah the Ula Fushashir Makamator of Rabbi Lazari. There was the Mishnah could reflect the Rabbi Lazar, Edei Mesira Karsi. If you hold Edei Mesira Karsi, then the part of the get which has to be written in the Shema. So we'll say, I just want to be clear. Everyone agrees that some element of the writing has to be done the Shema. Why Rabbi say? Where is the Lishma requirement gleaned from? Where is it gleaned from? One word, which is what? Law. What's the word that comes before law? The Kasav. So there has to be a ksiva lishma. The shayla is which element of the ksiva. So Rabbi Meir, who holds Edei Chasima Karsi, will say the writing, the signatures of the witnesses, that's lishma. Rabbi Lazar, who ultimately doesn't require the get to be signed, rather he just requires it to be handed over in front of witnesses, holds that the part of the writing that has to be done lishma ultimately again is going to be the actual writing of the get. Now what we're saying is, though even in the writing of the get, it need not be the entire get, it just has to be the Toref, the couple specific information. Rabbi Zvika Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Torah. So it's Rabbi Zvika, okay, so Rabbi says, here we have Rabbi Hussein Neim Shmuel interpreting our Mishnah, that our Mishnah that says that a Chere Shoten Katan could write a get, is talking about, again, according to Rabbi Lazar, Edei Mesira Karsi, but Halacha Lamaisa, they could write the boilerplate plate, not the Torah. Rabbi Zvika heard, Rabbi Zvika sending Rabbi Yochanan, in the Torah. I will say, in the Torah, sounds like a pretty strong statement that is saying what you just said is not Torah. Right? That's like, we'll say, that's like the pinnacle of Talmudic trash talk, right? That's not Torah, right? What is that? Right? That's not Torah. So we'll say, what does that mean? My ain't a Torah. What does that mean when he says it's not Torah? Or Rabbi Abba, kan hodi acho she'ein koach l'shma. So we'll say, here's the problem. Take a look at Rashi. Kan hodi acho b'mishnosenu shezuzlu b'ksivas gin. The issue that Rabbi Zvika seemed to have is that if you allow a person without das to write any part of the get, essentially what you do is you erode the entire standard of ksiva lishma in a get. Because you know how this is going to work. Essentially, what's going to end up happening is, once you allow a Cheres Shoten Kohen to write any part of the get, it's only a matter of time until they end up writing other parts of the get that they should not. So in a Torah means, what you're doing is, you're degrading the need for the Shema, which is a biblical obligation. You're degrading that need by allowing these individuals to write. Rabbi Meir, the Amr Ede Chasi Makarsi. But we just said before that it reflects the Rabbi Lazar, to which the Gemara says, Amaroi ninhu valibud Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So machlokes Amaroi, ultimately in the Shida of Rabbi Yochanan. So I will say, so bottom line, just so you can continue to see, we see the pattern, that what ends up happening over here is that halacha lemaisa, this ongoing machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, about how do you create an effective get. Is it like Rabbi Lazar says, Eidei Mesira Karsi, and therefore the get itself has to be written Lishma? Is it Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi? The signatures have to be Lishma, but ultimately, again, the actual writing of the document does not. That is the ongoing machlok as well. So what you begin to see is how this shapes everything around. So I'll just mention to you very quickly, just because of time, the Rambam writes over here in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Gimel, Hakol Ksherim Lichtov Es HaGet. Everyone is permitted to write a get, Chutz Michamisha, except for five people. Who are they? Akum, Eved, Cheresh, Shota, Katan. So the Rambam Paskin is not like the Mishnah. Namely, they can't go ahead and write a get. Now, I will say, now watch this. He says, V'lame in Kosri Elu Chamisha. Why ultimately, again, can't these five people write a get? Mipnei Shetzarech HaKosev Lichtov L'Shem HaIsh HaMagaresh U'L'Shem HaIsh HaMiskareshes. So I will say, because the writing of the get requires das, which sounds like the Rambam Paskin is like who? Like Rabbi Lazar, that the get itself has to be written Shema. Again, we'll further develop this. He says that four of these five don't possess das, right? Three of the five, Cheresh, Shota, and Kata don't possess das. Akum and Eved often have their own das. Now watch this. He goes on, he has so many different examples of this. I would say, good. Kasav Echad, Mechamisha Elu Tofe Saget, V'yiniach Mokma Torf, Shu Mokma Ishu Mokma Ishu Mokma Zman, Harech Mutaras, he says, Hari Zeget Kosher. He does give one caveat to this, which is, if these individuals wrote the Toref, but not the Tofes, technically speaking, sorry, just the opposite, right? They wrote the Tofes, the boilerplate, but not the Toref. And someone else with Das wrote the Toref, the Rambam says, it's kosher. So halacha l'maaseh we paskin, these individuals actually cannot write a get because they don't have the proper Das. But if halacha l'maaseh, they wrote the boilerplate part of the document, i.e. the Tofes, and someone else with Das went ahead and wrote the Toref, then technically speaking, it could work. Good. We'll say, let's go weiter. Much more to say on this, but let's go weiter. Mishnah. Hakol k'sher l'havi es haget. Everyone is permitted to go ahead and bring the get. And we'll say, b'pashos, what this is talking about is the husband is sending the get to the wife. So everyone is capable of being what we call that shliach l'holocha, right? The transportation shliach, so to speak, except for chutz mecheri shot of a cotton, v'suma v'ovid kochavim. Interesting, So we have our classic, right? Our classic three, Cheresh, Shota, Katan. Okay. Nebosei, adding into that is a Suma, blind person, and Ovei Kochavim, a Gentile. Listen to this case. Let's say the husband gave the get to a Katan, right? What happened? On the way, the Katan, went ahead and became a gadol. Mazel tov, right? He became a bar mitzvah. And I will say, today we make, Baruch Hashem, like we celebrate our mazels in such beautiful, beautiful ways. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, told me that when he was a boy, he was sent off to yeshiva when he was 11 and a half. And how did he know about his bar mitzvah? His parents sent him tefillin in the mail. That was his, right? He received his tefillin in the mail. He celebrated his bar mitzvah, He became bar mitzvah in yeshiva. That was it. He started putting on tefillin. And ultimately, again, realized it's just so interesting, you know? Talk about becoming a bar mitzvah on the way. So what happened? So ultimately, again, let's say the husband gives the katan a get, and the katan becomes a gadol while transporting the get. So we'll say, what's the halacha? So the higdil, chereish v'nispakach. Similarly, again, we'll say, let's say the husband gives the get to the chereish, and Baruch Hashem, he becomes healed on the way to delivering the get. Suma v'nispatach, or a person was blind, and then Baruch Hashem, now they could see, right? So shota v'nishtapa, or a person was insane, and then they become sane. Ovid kocham v'nisgayer, we'll say, or he gave it to an akum, and then the akum converted. He was inspired by the whole get process. Right? So we'll say, so in other words, what's happening over here is, the husband gave the get to someone who can't serve as a shaliach. But then, in the course of the shlichos, the person became fit. So what's talacha? Pasal. Doesn't work. Which again, is intuitive, because l'mais again, shlichos only works if at the time that it is begun, at the time that it started, ultimately again, you're giving it to someone who could serve as the shaliach. The fact that the person morphs into it does not make it a valid shlichos. Aval pikech v'nischarish v'chazer v'nispakach. But let's listen to this. Let's say someone was, right, somebody was normal, so to speak. Then they became deaf mute. But right, so husband gave the get to the guy when he was a pikech. Then he becomes a cherish. But then Baruch Hashem is healed, right? Or pasuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nispatach. Or a person had sight, then became blind, right? And I will say the get was given to him when he had sight. Then he became blind. Then he regained his sight. Or shafoy v'nishtata v'chazer v'nishtapa. Or he gave it to a sane guy. Guy became insane, and then he regained his sanity. Kasher. We'll say ultimately again, this is kasher. To which the Gemara says, "Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol shetchilasa v'sofo bedas kasher." We'll say any time halacha l'maisa, as long as the shaliach is fit at the beginning of the shlichos and when he actually executes the shlichos is kasher. Even if there's some type of interruption in his kashrus state over the duration, it doesn't compromise his ability to be a kashrus shleach. Very interesting, says the Gemara. So bishlam a chereish shota v'kandala b'nei d'aninu. I understand why a chereish shota and katan can't be a shaliach. They lack capacity. Oved kochavim nami d'lav bar heterehu. I also understand why an akum can't serve as a shaliach v'arabosai, because halacha l'maisa, he's not in the parsha of getting in kiddushin. So we'll say, in general, a shaliach has to be an extension of the self. So which means that a person has to be shaykh to the halachas that I'm shaykh to, in order ultimately, again, to be a shaykh. An akum is not shaykh to the halachas of getting. Therefore, he cannot go ahead and be my shaliach. El asuma, we'll say, first white line at the bottom, el asuma amaylo. Why can't a suma serve as a shaliach, a blind person? Suppose they listen to this. I'm Rav Sheshes. Levishani Odemi, Minotlo, Leminosno. It's actually pretty simple, because ultimately, again, if the shaliach is blind, he doesn't know who he's taking it from, and he doesn't know who he's giving it to. So it's just a practical issue. To which there's a maskif for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef raises the kash. He says, if that's the case, Heich suma mutter be'ishto. So how could a suma get married? Right? How does he know that the woman he's having relations with is really his wife? And I will say, take it a step further. Heich b'nei adam mutar b'nei shoseim balayla. I'll say, how is a man permitted to be intimate with his wife at night? Right? He can't see her. Right? Assuming, let's say, it's pitch black. Assuming, right? So how is he able to be with her? Maybe it's not his wife. To which the Gemara says, Ella b'tvias eina dekala. Because I will say, ultimately, again, there is voice recognition. Right? Right? We'll say voice recognition is not a new thing. It's not a new thing in technology, right? Voice recognition is as old as time is itself. In other words, they'll say sometimes when you can't see people, you can recognize their voice. So again, a man is permitted to be intimate with his wife even if it's pitch black because he recognizes her voice. A suma is permitted to get married because, again, when he has a marital relationship, we assume he's able to recognize his wife through her voice. So therefore, both sides, the same idea should apply over here. Let the shaliach should be able to recognize the voice of the father, recognize the voice of the isha. Amar Rav Yosef, no. Hacha b'chutz l'artz askinon deboy l'mer afaynechta afaynechtam v'lo matz l'meimar. We'll say, the Mishnah is set up as a case of where the husband is in Medina Sayyam, and he is delivering a get to Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore what? Remember, going back to the first Mishnah, Hamevi get me Medina Sayyam, tzarek shalomar, tzarek shiomar, b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtav. The Summa can't say that, right? He can't say the get was written and signed in my presence because he's blind. Amar Le'abai Elamiata Pasuach v'nistama d'matzi amar hachi d'matzar amar hachi nami d'kasher. So we'll say that's the case. I say okay, I hear that. But if that's the case, then if you have a shaliach who had sight and then became blind, he should be permitted to go ahead and deliver the get. Why? Because since he had sight at the time of the get, he could say what? Yet pasuach v'nistam v'chazev v'nispatach kasher. He will say, here's the issue. The Mishnah only talks about a case of a guy who had sight, became blind, and then regained sight. He's kasher. Makes it sound like that what? That if he had sight and became blind, but didn't regain his vision, he wouldn't be able to be a get. Chazer ben ispatach in, lo chazer ben ispatach lo. They both say it doesn't make sense, because based on what we just said, as long as he could say before nechtam, he should be good to go. And as long as he had sight at the time of the get, even if he didn't regain his vision afterwards, he should be fine. Sigurishin Gemara says, you're right, hua din da'afakad lo chazer ben ispatach. You're right. The truth is, in the case of blindness, they both say, as long as the shaliach had sight at the time the get was done, even if he lost it and did not regain it, he is kasher to be a shaliach. But I will say, in the case of, let's say, the shota, if you have a shaliach who was sane, then became insane, the only way for him to go ahead and execute that shalichus is how? Is if he regains his sanity. So therefore, I will say, essentially, what the Mishnah just did is it spoke about all the cases symmetrically. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Halo chazav v'nishtap halo tananai pasuach v'nistama v'chazav v'nispata." So I will say, so Mishnah symmetry. The Mishnah just said all of the cases, just like the guy with sanity. Again, if he was sane, became insane, could only execute the shlichus if he regains his insanity. So the Mishnah wrote the rest of the cases that way as well. But actually, in the case of vision, Rav Osai, halacha l'maaseh, the Gemara suggests, as long as he had vision at the time of the get, that would enable him to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Even if he loses his vision, right, and doesn't regain it, he still has the ability to execute his shlichus. Very interesting. Amar Ravashi, Tekanami Diktani, can you see this in the Mishnah? Zeaklal, kosha tchilasa v'sofa b'das kasher. What did the Mishnah say? As long as you have das at the beginning of your agency and the end of your agency, you could execute. V'lo katani, kosha tchilasa v'sofa b'kashrus. Sigimara says, kash kasher, shma mina. Both say, so what do you see from here? All you really require, ultimately, again, for shlichus is das. So in the case of the summa of the blind person, as long as he has that das to be able to say b'fanei nechta or b'fanei nechtam, which is predicated on him having vision at the time that he was appointed as a shaliach, even if he subsequently loses his vision, his das is still intact, and therefore he could still execute the shlichus. Incredible. Boy, my name Rabbi Ami. Eved ma'u shi'as ha'shliach l'kabel get isha miyad baila. Let's listen to this. Can an Eved, go ahead and Rashi says over here, look at second to the last line in Rashi. Maoshi asa shliach liisha eved shall call adam. Maoshi asa shliach liisha v'almas. Let's listen to this case. Can a woman appoint an eved kenani, to be her shaliach to receive the get? Rabbi say Rashi points out over here, it's any eved. Let's say an eved that doesn't belong to her, right? So can a woman appoint an eved to receive the get in Arosa? This is what's called in halacha a shliach lekabbala. We write, there's a shliach laholacha, which is the shliach of the husband to deliver the get, and then there's what's called the shliach lekabbala, which is a shliach, an agent appointed by the woman to receive the get on her behalf. So could a woman appoint an eved to be her shliach lekabbala? To which the Gemara says, since you can't use an akum, right? Since you can't go ahead and use a non-Jew to be a shliach, now we'll say the Mishnah is talking about a shliach laholacha. But bepashtos, if you can't use an akum to be a shliach laholacha, the husband shliach to transport to get, a woman can't appoint an akum to be a shliach laKabbalah. So the fact that we singled out an akum on the days michlal de eved kasher. The both say the pashtos. It sounds like that what? That an eved should be fine. In other words, an eved is not included over here. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein ha'eved nasa shliach laKabbalah get liishem yad baila. Not true. An eved cannot be a shaliach for a woman to go ahead and receive the get from her husband. Why not? Lefi she'ena b'toras gi'in v'kiddushin. Because we both say an eved is not the pashtos. See, we both say what you begin to see is as follows. What is shliach? What is shlichos? Right, shlichos Rav Osei essentially says you could appoint someone to be an extension of you. That's shlichos. When we always say, remember again, how do Chazal speak about shlichos? What's the primary term when it comes to shlichos? Shluchos shal adam kimoso. My shaliach is like me. Well, in order for my shaliach to be like me, he has to what? Be like me. So in other words, or at least on a halachic level, on a halachic level, I will say, now he doesn't have to be a mirror image of me. For example, I could very often appoint a woman to be a shaliach, even though, again, a woman is not a mirror halachically, right? In other words, I have certain obligations. But again, a man, a Jewish man, are within the same parsha of mitzvahs. An Eved, on the other hand, I will say, ultimately, again, he's literally not in the parsha, right? He's just not subject to these laws. So because he's not subject to these laws, he can't be my extension in the execution or fulfillment of these laws. Incredible. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Maskeh Rav Elazar, time up the milsei delesei. So the reason, let me get this straight. So the reason the Eved can't be the woman's shaliach, or anyone's shaliach for that matter, is because he's not in the parsha. Which sounds like, therefore, what? Anything, any mitzvah for which that someone is obligated in or can fulfill, they can be a shaliach in that matter. Obviously, right? That's the logical argument. I can't appoint an Eved, right? The woman can't appoint an Eved to receive her get. Why not? Because he's not in the parsha, right? He's not in the framework of Gittin and Kiddushin. Okay, so based on that, anything that someone else is in the framework, right, ultimately they can serve as a shaliach. To which the Gemara says, Vaha Oved Kochavim, listen to this, Vaha Oved Kochavim, Vaha Kusi, this Nidu B'Torah's Truma Dinafshayu. This is fascinating. What happens if you have an Oved Kochavim or a Kusi who ultimately, again, separate Truma? We'll say, listen to this, Tisnan, if an Oved Kochavim or a Kusi decide to take off their produce and dedicate it as Truma. Now, just understand what's happening over here. This is talking about an Oved Kochavim or a Kusi who own land in Eretz Yisrael. And I will say, what do they do? They go ahead and they separate out Trumas and Maestros. So I will say, what's the halacha? Trumas and Truma. Truma's good. Wild. Now I will say, Rashi points out that it's not such a chiddish, because at the end of the day we paskin that Gentile ownership over land in Eretz Yisrael does not remove the Kedusha of the land. I will say, by the way, I just want to point out, for Shemitah purposes, this is the big machlokas, one of the big points of contention by Heter Mechira. Right? So what does Heter Mechira do? Heter Mechira takes Jewish-owned land and sells to non-Jews. Well, that presupposes that Eretz Yisrael land owned by a Gentile no longer has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's a machlokas. So as I just want to point out, so some of the opposition to Heter Mechira comes dafka from this particular point. Just an interesting idea. In any event, so we'll say, so the Gemara says like this. So an Ovid Kochavim or a Kusi who go ahead and separate out Truma from their produce in Eretz Yisrael, it's a valid separation. Utan, yet we learned, Ovid Kochavim Shetarim Shal Yisrael Afilu Bershus Ein Truma So Truma. It also says, we learned that if a Jew appointed a Shaliach, all right, a non-Jew, an Akum, to separate out Truma from his land, ultimately, again, even though the Yisrael is appointing him, the Shlichos does not work. Does not work. Why not? My taima, la mishum dichsif atem, or gam atem, ma'atem Yisrael, av shluchachem Yisrael. We'll say the pasuk says, gam atem, also, you idarshin from there, that what? That you could separate your Truma, or someone like you could separate your Truma, i.e., another Jew. Now, we'll say, now again, what do we just see over here? This is problematic. Why? What did we say? A woman can't appoint an Eved to receive her get. Why not? Because an Eved is not in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin. Based on that, you could serve a shaliach for anything for which you are in the parsha. Well, I will say, is an Akum in the parsha of Truma? Is he in the parsha of Truma? Yeah. Interestingly enough, why? Because if he owns land in Eretz Yisrael and decides to separate out Truma, he can do so. Yet, he cannot be even an appointed shaliach for Yisrael to go ahead and do so. Amr Yanai, lo ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. No, both say it's different by Truma, because gam atem teaches me that just as ultimately again, you have come into the mitzvah of circumcision, bris milah, so too again your shaliach has to be b'nei bris as well. All right, interesting. So we'll say, so Amr B'chiva Abba, Amr B'yochanan. So we'll say, what you begin to see is, there could, generally, the rule is, in order for you to appoint a shaliach, your shaliach has to be in the same parsha as you. Except, I will say, there are cases where there's an exception to that rule as well. In other words, that's the rule. But there's also exceptions. For example, by Truma, you have a specific scriptural exclusion that ultimately, again, will prevent an Akum from becoming my shaliach for Truma separation. Okay, We'll say same idea over here. All right, an eved cannot become an eved kenani, cannot become a shaliach for the wife to receive her get from her husband. Why? Because he's not in the parasha. We'll say, it's, interestingly enough, it's not as much a scriptural exclusion as much as it is a logical exclusion. Shlucho shal adam kimoso. Mashaliach is an extension of me. In order for Mashaliach to be an extension, at the end of the day, he has to be in the same parasha as I am. A Eved is not in the parasha of Gittin Vikidushin. Therefore, again, a woman cannot appoint him to be the Shaliach. So we'll say, Va'afa pi sheshanin, listen to this, even though we learned, Hariat shivcha uvladech ben chorin. So this is actually a fascinating case. But say, let's say a man owns an ama ivriya, right? He owns a maidservant. Shabbos says, so what happens? He goes and he says to her, you are a shivcha, but I'm freeing your fetus. I'm freeing your fetus, right? Vladech ben chorin, im haisa ubra, if she was pregnant, zach salo, ultimately she has the ability to acquire the get shichrar on behalf of her fetus. So the Gemara says, "Mayim haisa obra zachsala." What does that mean? If she was pregnant, ultimately, again, she acquires it. I will say, take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi's right on the left hand side there. Va'afapi sheshaninu bebraisim meseches tamura homer leshivchaso hare at shivcha vladech ben chorin im haisa obra zachsala laovid bekabalas gezelios b'shuchar. So I will say, so the mother, right, the shivcha could acquire a get shichur on behalf of her fetus. So what does this mean? Mayim haisa ubra zachsalo kiyas rashul abrayut amar Rabbi Yochanan tarti amar. Rabbi Yochanan is saying two things. Number one, nirim dvarim sha ubra mekabel get the shah eved. Sorry, mekabel get the chaveru miad rabosha chaveru. What's this? Do this. One eved could receive a get on behalf of his friend for another eved. Very different masters. Avalo miad rabosha lo. But an Eved cannot receive a get from his own master. He'll say, why is that? Because the Eved's hand is his master's hand. Therefore, if the Eved receives a get from his own master, that's the equivalent of what? The master taking it from one hand, putting it into another hand. And if a person will listen to you, that's not true. Look at the following case. Here's the case I'll say, ultimately again, of an Eved receiving a get directly from the master, and she acquires it on behalf of her fetus. Amar lo shne gedoli adar pershu es hadavar. Two gedoli adar interpreted this matter. Rabbi Zera b'shomar Yitzchak chadamar hamani Rabbi he da amar hamashach rechatsi avdo kana. This case is different, Rabbi Zera, because this case of the fetus almost is like emancipating half of a slave, and this reflects the view that you can emancipate half of a slave. But chad amar my time with Rabbi. What's the reason Rabbi allows this? Tikasavar ubar yerech imahu. That the fetus is like an appendage of the mother. It's as if he went ahead and gave her back autonomy over part of her body. Okay, so I'll say, so bottom line, quickly, what do we come out with over here? So first again, I will say, we see that halacha l'maisa, we now see the halachos of shlichos. And in order to be a shaliach, you have to have capacity. That's why cheresh, shota, and katan ultimately are again not going to work. Why doesn't the suma work, a blind person work? This is Dafka talking about a case of Medina Sayam, where he has the suma fane nechtav ube fane nechtam. In order to be a shlech, I will say you have to have capacity at the inception of the agency and at the conclusion of the agency. A noved kochav, I will say, is not going to work to be a shaliach. Why not? Why not? Because he's not in the parsha. And what we begin to see, Abba says, al shlichos, in order for it to work, you have to be, the shaliach has to be in the same parsha, so to speak, as the mishaleach. The agent has to be in the same parsha as the mishaleach, as the, what do you call the mishaleach? The principal. Ultimately, again, because only if he's in the same parsha, is he considered to be an extension, ultimately, of the mishaleach. So Abba says, stop over here, shkoyach.